We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, Ethan told us the game's on, Maxie. Of course, we had that one that canceled here the other night, and the way this year's gone in all sports, you never know. But 1:30 today here on WCCO.
Yes, and I tell you, this is, I mean, I don't even know if it's interesting or not, but somebody, the other night we got canceled at 5:45, so we had to do we did a radio show that we weren't planning to do from 6:30 to 9, and somebody said, well, but in basketball, you know, it's not like baseball, you get rainouts. They said, I bet that's the first time that's ever happened to you with the Timberwolves, and I said, it's the third time that a Timberwolves game has been canceled, at least since I've been doing radio. There was the fire down in Mexico City. Remember when they were going to play Houston. Yes. And then there was the time that they had the condensation after, I don't know, the Ice Follies or a hockey tournament on the court, and they had to call off the game on Target Center. So this is the third time that I can remember they've had a game canceled late like that.
Wow, yeah, I kind of forgot about those two.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's just an anomaly, but it's just interesting that a team that plays indoors, besides Corona, has had two, you know, this is not a first for them. Of course, you know, and in the world of COVID, it is, and if there's, I don't know if we call it good news or not, but you can cancel really easily because you don't have, and you can wait a long time because you don't have fans coming to the games. And so they have lots of flexibility, and they want to play as many basketball games on in, you know, prime time as they can because they want the biggest television and radio audiences they can get. But they've got a ton of flexibility, at least, in getting games in because they don't have to worry about a season ticket base that's going to be all upset about, you know, time of game and what they changed it to.
And the Gopher men have been canceled already for Wednesday at Nebraska, I understand.
Yeah, and that's on Nebraska. Nebraska's had some problems down there, both with COVID and with their team. Freddie Hoiberg's had a tough time down there. They've not played well this year in year two, and a lot of people think that the new rule has really played to Freddie's advantage, Freddie Hoiberg, because he's an NBA guy, so everybody wants to know how to get to the NBA. That's how you recruit kids in this day and age. And then he's, you know, at Iowa State, he did it with transfers, and you know, Royce White was the best one he had, but he had a number of transfers, and he was able to put them together quickly. So people thought that this year he might be able to put together a little bit better team than he has so far. And then Tyler Cooley from right here is going to do what Kitty Borowitz did, and she's joining the Nebraska women's team tomorrow. They play the Gopher women's team tomorrow. Now, she's not going to be in that game because she's just gone down there to enroll, and then she'll be on that team in the same way and forego her senior year. So there's a couple Nebraska connections there.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my hands around that, if I like that rule or not. I watch Katie play in high school here through the years with her sisters, and she's terrific. And I just, you know, and there was that, remember, Mike, when the hockey players started to go into the juniors in Michigan, or they went to that program in Michigan and were kind of skipping their last year or two in high school, and you thought, I don't know if I like that or not.
Yeah, it's tough to, you know, and enough of them have stayed home now, too, and have done just fine, you know. Nick Leddy, for example, and guys that played out there through their senior year and went on to the traditional way. And I don't, it's a really good and kind of fascinating question as to, obviously the obvious answer would be if you want to play after high school, you get the best coaching, play the most games, all that stuff possible. And yet on the other hand, you see that with some people, it just, it doesn't matter how much you practice, either you have it or you don't. And it doesn't matter if you played a 30-game high school schedule or a 60-game junior schedule. Either you're good enough or you're not. And it's an interesting and fascinating study because there's cases to be made on both sides.
Watching those football games yesterday, after I got done watching the American Kennel Dog Show, I might add.
Yes, then, outstanding again this year, yeah.
Okay, that was fun. Instead of the pregame, that's what I watched. But then I watched the games, obviously. And, you know, I found myself – it's kind of fun watching it, Mike, when you don't have anybody you're really team cheering for.
I know. It's a different kind of fun, isn't it?
But so I'm watching Cleveland. I'm hoping, it'd be great for Cleveland to win. And then all of a sudden Chad Henne comes in, and I'm thinking, it'd be great if he had a good game.
I had the same feeling.
And he did.
I had the exact same feeling when he made that run where it looked like he didn't get the first down, but he got close enough, and it looked like he had it, and they mismarked it. You're kind of pulling for the guy, you know? He comes in, he makes a play like that, and, you know. And I had the same back and forth myself when you don't have a dog in the fight, so to speak. It's a fun in a different way to watch those games. And, of course, there's no fans in the stadiums, et cetera. And, you know, I mean, and then you got Drew Brees against Tom Brady. And let's be honest, you know, as good as they have been, they ain't what they were. And you got to win in different ways, and that will favor Green Bay, I think, this next week in the cold tundra, so to speak, because I think Aaron Rodgers is two or three steps ahead of Tom Brady right now controlling a football game. And it's not that they're not good on some plays, but, I mean, you know, Drew Brees, just the turnovers that they had. And even Tom Brady, we mentioned at 7:40, Tyler Johnson made just an unbelievable acrobatic catch for a first down, the Minneapolis North grad. But those are the kind of throws that he never, you know, used to make where you had to do that for him. And you see more of that right now as these guys get into their 40s.
Well, and I'll let you go, but Alex Smith, they did a piece on him. I watched it last night on 60 Minutes. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that whole story, but wow, is that a great story. If you get a chance, Mike, it was
I didn't see it because I was watching the games, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the promo for it.
You'll really appreciate it, the Alex Smith story. Yeah, if you get an extra 10 minutes somewhere in the down at the TV station, they pop that up from 60 Minutes because – it's really a heck of a story. I did not realize he was that close to losing his leg. So, All right, man. I'll let you go.
Have a good one, Dave.
I'll look for you on TV. Okay, thanks, Maxie. He's on WCCO Television. You'll find him there. 847 Leah Remini. You know her from King of Queens. She'll join us next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.